BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Wheat prices and global markets have risen sharply after Russia announced it would start treating ships heading for Ukrainian ports as potential military targets. Earlier this week, Moscow pulled out of a deal that had guaranteed safe passage for vessels carrying grain. Here's Rory Gallimore.
When Russia announced it wasn't going to renew the grain agreement, there were warnings of dire consequences. The United States said the Kremlin was weaponizing food. The UN was damning too, saying millions of the world's poorest would suffer. Traders appear to be betting now that the price of wheat is only going to rise further as supplies remain piled high in warehouses along the Black Sea coast. At present, they can't get out by ship and they're at risk of attack. On Wednesday, Ukrainian officials said Russian missile strikes destroyed 60,000 tons of grain.
A video has emerged on social media apparently showing the leader of the Russian mercenary group Wagner making renewed criticism of Moscow's conduct of the war in Ukraine. Our correspondent Nick Beek has been studying the film.
The distinctive voice seems to be that of Yevgeny Prigozhin, not least when he picks up where he left off, condemning as a disgrace the situation on the battlefield in Ukraine. That's taken to be renewed criticism of the Russian military top brass. It was his fury towards them which prompted his short-lived mutiny last month. As part of the deal which brought it to an end, his Wagner forces were to relocate to Belarus, where it appears this video was taken, at a military camp southeast of the capital Minsk. The man who defied President Putin apparently now reunited with his private army, and Yevgeny Prigozhin suggests his mercenaries could, in time, return to the battlefield.
Police in New Zealand say a gunman has shot dead two people in the city of Auckland. The attacker has also died. Gun violence is rare in New Zealand. The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, gave details at a news conference.
The offender was armed with a pump-action shotgun. He moved through the building site, discharging the firearm as he went. Upon reaching the upper levels of the building, the man contained himself in an elevator. Shots were fired and he was located a short time later. The assessment from officials is that there is no national security risk.
Mr. Hipkins confirmed that the opening match of the Women's Football World Cup would go ahead in Auckland as planned. At least three people are reported to have been killed in clashes between police and opposition protesters in Kenya. More than 300 people have been arrested on the first of 3 days of nationwide protest called by Kenya's main opposition leader, Raila Odinga. BBC News. A suspected gas pipeline explosion in the centre of the South African city of Johannesburg has caused major disruption. The blast happened during the evening rush hour in Bree Street, one of the city's busiest roads. Pictures and social media show a chaotic scene, with cars and minibuses overturned and huge cracks in the road. Venezuela's former intelligence chief has been extradited from Spain to the United States, where he's wanted on drug trafficking charges. General Hugo Armando Carvajal fled Venezuela on a false passport 4 years ago. Grant Ferret reports.
General Carvajal worked for the late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez and his successor Nicolas Maduro. Known as the Chicken, the US suspects him of helping guerrillas of the FARC, former rebel group in Colombia, to export thousands of kilos of cocaine. The ultimate destination was alleged to be the American market. General Carvajal denies the allegations. His extradition took place only after he'd exhausted legal avenues in Spain and in the European Court of Human Rights. US prosecutors say he abused his authority to corrupt Venezuela's institutions, abuse its people, and import what they called poison into the United States.
The Israeli President Isaac Herzog has hailed the United States his country's greatest friend and partner. He was speaking in an address to Congress to mark 75 years since the creation of the modern Israeli state. Relations have been strained by issues including Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and the government's controversial plans to reform the judicial system. In the Tour de France, the defending champion Jonas Vingegaard appears assured of victory again after extending his lead. The Danish cyclist now has a lead of more than 7.5 minutes. BBC News.